the book Hebrews, part 287. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book which was my doctoral degree, Israel's Rapture, which is so relevant for the time that we are living in, I actually want to say it is a must. Should you require any information to obtain the book or just share something with us or ask a question, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code, WhatsApp number 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to partake in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that you love and who is dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen, notepad ready, as well as a Bible. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah, what a privilege. After what we've started to dealt with yesterday morning, reading between the lines, I gave you some homework to do, as I do with my students, because you are a student of the work, of the word. Have you discovered something which you didn't know before, which your pastor or your reverend or your priest has never told you anything about? And if you would talk to them about this, they would say, just ignore it. Right, Hebrews 11 verse 9, by faith, he, Abram, sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange land, as if, he wasn't there, he lived as if. If I'm sitting here, like I'm doing, I'm driving my Ferrari. I don't have a Ferrari. You understand? I'm sitting here manifesting something which I don't have, which I want to have. Not that I want it. I don't want a Ferrari, but let me just put it this way. I'm manifesting as if I am driving my car. I can hear the sound. I can smell the fumes. I'm experiencing the leather and everything. You see what I'm saying? And that is faith. That is faith. Faith is, by faith, Abram described things which he hasn't obtained as if he is already living in it. By faith he sojourned in the land of a promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles. I was busy saying that Yahweh instructed Moses for the first time how to build a tabernacle. Different compartments, different instruments, an altar and different objects with the Ark of the Covenant, different objects in the Ark of the Covenant, the two cherubims. He, by faith. Now, because Apostle Paul is writing, he's writing from the time of the history that he had knowledge of. Where did the history came from? From the Old Testament. Understanding Abram, living in it as if he would have had it. He didn't have it. But faith must be manifested. We must believe in it. We must see it. We must be able to basically touch it. It says here, the second part, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, not one tabernacle, plural, tabernacles, with Isaac and Jacob. They have never been in tabernacles. The heirs with him of the same promise. They had a promise. They all were part of a promise. They lived for 430 years, the Israelites. They were in Egypt serving pagan Egyptian gods. They didn't even think about or thought about a land of milk and honey. They didn't have no promises anymore. Now it says, verse 10, for he, ooh, that's Abram, looked for a city which had foundations. Why? Because Yahweh said, you will have a land, a city, that will overflow with milk and honey and. Foundations. Whose builder is the maker. Whose builder and maker is Yahweh. Now, Abram didn't thought that Yahweh was going to build a city for him. No. He had faith that Yahweh was going to give him a place which would have been his own, and which would have been the place of Isaac and Jacob, where they could also raise their children. For he looked for a city which had foundations. So, in a sense, he also looked into a spiritual city, which builder and maker is Yahweh. But he didn't understand theology like we do today. Because those years there were notes, there was the word theology didn't even exist. But he believed in his lifespan, in his lifetime, he was going to enter into the city. Now, if I look at verse 10, I can apply this to the later stage of his life, just before he died. And that's why it's talking about whose builder and foundation is Yahweh Almighty. When Abram laid on his deathbed, he did not enter the city which had no foundation. He hasn't inherited the promise that was promised unto him. But Isaac and Jacob was there already, and Ishmael. We must never forget Ishmael, who was actually the son of the promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations. That was his motivation. As he grew older and older and older, children grew older, grandchildren, and Abram just didn't have Sarah as his wife. He had a couple of wives, not even just Hagar, Hagar. He had a couple of wives. So the Bible teaches us. But he was looking for the city, the promised city, the land that he would own. And why would the Bible says, which the last part of the sentence of verse 10, which builders and maker is Yahweh? Let's read it. For he looked for a city which had foundations. Which builder and maker is Yahweh? Why does he look, suddenly he's looking for a spiritual city? Why is he suddenly addressing a spiritual city? For he's looking for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is Yahweh Almighty. This happened on, most probably at the end of his life, when he realized that he's too old to see a promised land, a promised city. That which Yahweh gave him a promise. But Yahweh was also talking about the seeds that would be blessed. Not seeds, the seed. Out of this seed. What are we looking for? We have a promise from Yahushua. Before he ascended into heaven, he said, in the house of my father there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have said so. But I'm going to prepare you a place so that you can be where I am. Where is that? That's in heaven. And when I'm finished, I'm coming back to you. I'm coming to gather you so that you can be where I am. That's the coming. The parousia, the coming for the bride of Yahushua. 2020 years later, plus, we today in 2016 is standing firm on that promise that Yahushua is going to appear with the clouds to draw us, change us from mortal to immortality. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58. He will change us from fleshly into a heavenly body. And we will meet him up in the air. We have an expectation. But what happens if it does not happen? What is the alternative? Well, because I see an alternative in verse 10, when Abram says, for he looked for a city, Abram, which had no foundations, which builder and maker is Yahweh Almighty. When he realizes he's not going to see a city of bricks and clay, he is now believing in an alternative. The alternative is what? Is a spiritual city without foundations, which the builder is Yahweh Almighty himself. That is a spiritual alternative. We have the promise in 1 Corinthians 15, 27 to 58, that we will be changed from this bodies into a heavenly body, to meet Yahushua in the air, to live in heaven forever. Has it happened in the last 2020 years? No. So what's the alternative? Can you give me the alternative? Come on. Go and ask your pastor what's the alternative. Or your priest. They won't be able to tell you. What is the alternative? The alternative for the meantime, till that happens, Yahushua brought into openness, hanging on the cross, with the two sinners, both sides of him. And the one saying, if you are Elohim, take us all off the cross. The one on the right hand says, Yahushua, think about me. He says today, verily, 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 I say unto you. Listen to the alternative. Verily, verily, I say unto you, today, you will be with me where? In paradise. On the cross, this person will not transform from spiritual, from fleshly into spiritual, and you understand? The coming has not occurred. He died. He died a sinner's death. He was cursed by the Roman Catholic regime for what he did. But the alternative was the garden, or was paradise. And that is the meeting place where we all meet. If we die before we enter into this house which Yahweh has prepared for us, the alternative is paradise in third heaven. And that is where we all were gathered, where the wedding of the bride is going to occur. Now what I'm going to do, I'm not finished here. But time has caught up with us. But tomorrow morning I'm still going to minister on this, the alternative. Think about this. This is reading between the lines. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.